This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. USDA is vying for greater access to the Indian market for U.S. farm goods short of a free trade deal. India's Prime Minister Modi visited the U.S. last week while USDA's Undersecretary for Rural Development, Sochil Torres Small, led a U.S. delegation to the G20 Ag Ministerial in India days earlier.
While I was there, I had the chance to experience a Taste of America event, which we held, which is a marketing event. And during that time where American food products were featured in Indian cuisine, I had two importers actually just come up to me and say, hey, we're interested in more wholesale almonds.
The U.S. currently has no trade agreement with India, but Torres Small says USDA is pressing for more market access to the country, the 13th largest export destination for U.S. products at nearly $1.8 billion in 2021.
The bilateral conversations that we have associated with visits like this are crucial, and we're seeing positive results. So together, the USDA and USTR have delivered $15 billion in new or preserved market access through this active policy intervention with foreign governments.
The country opened its markets to U.S. pork products last year, and Torres Small says India will start importing U.S. cherries next month.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.